Today is the 14th of August, Wednesday morning, and Mark is going to be reading the 40th chapter of Genesis today. This is the account of the butler and baker being thrown into prison because the king was upset with them. They had a dream. Each of them had a dream. They revealed it to Joseph. Joseph told him the interpretation of it, and Joseph told him that the baker was going to be hanged and the butler is going to be restored. So this is the account of the providential hand of God. God's the one who reveals the future for whom he wants to reveal it. And he revealed their future to Joseph, and Joseph revealed it to them, and it came into fruition. I turn this over to Mark and have him read this account of the 40th chapter of Genesis to you.
Genesis chapter 40. And it came to pass after these things that the butler of the king of Egypt and the baker had offended the Lord, the king of Egypt. And Pharaoh was wroth against two of his officers, against the chief, the butlers, against the chief of the bakers. And he put them in ward in the house, the captain, the guard, into the prison, the place where Joseph was bound. And the captain, the guard, charged Joseph with them, and he served them, and they continued the season in ward. And they dreamed a dream, both of them, each man his dream in one night. Each man according to the interpretation of his dream, the butler and the baker of the king of Egypt, which were bound in the prison. Joseph came into them in the morning and looked upon them. Behold, they were sad. And he asked Pharaoh's officers who were with him in the ward of his Lord's house, saying, "Wherefore look ye so sadly today?" And they said unto him, "We have dreamed a dream, and there is no interpreter of it." Joseph said unto them, "Do not interpretations belong to God? Tell me them, I pray you." And the chief butler told his dream to Joseph and said to him, "In my dream, behold, the vine was before me. In the vine were three branches. It was as though it was budded, and her blossoms shot forth. And the clusters therefore brought forth ripe grapes. Pharaoh's cup was in my hand. I took the grapes and pressed them into Pharaoh's cup, and I gave the cup into Pharaoh's hand." Joseph said unto him, "This is the interpretation of it. The three branches are 3 days. Yet within 3 days shall Pharaoh lift up the head and restore thee unto thy palace. Thou shalt deliver Pharaoh's cup into his hand after the former manner which thou wast his brother. But think on me when it shall be well with thee, and show kindness, I pray thee, unto me, and make mention of me unto Pharaoh, and bring me out of his house. For indeed I was stolen away out of the land of the Hebrews, and there also I have done nothing to put me into the dungeon." When the chief baker saw the interpretation was good, he said unto Joseph, "I also was in the dream. Behold, I had 3 white baskets on my head. And in the uppermost basket there was all manner of basket meats for Pharaoh, and the birds to eat them out of the basket upon my head." And Joseph answered and said, "This is the interpretation thereof, and 3 baskets are 3 days. Yet with it, excuse me, shall Pharaoh lift up thy head from off thee, and shall hang thee on a tree. The birds shall eat thy flesh from off thee." And it came past the 3rd day, which was Pharaoh's birthday, and he made a feast, and all his servants, and he lifted up the head of the chief baker and the chief butler among his servants. And he restored the chief butler unto his butlership again, and he gave the cup into Pharaoh's hand, and he changed the chief baker as Joseph had interpreted to them. Yet did not the chief butler remember Joseph, but forgave him.
Oftentimes we forget the mercy and grace of God, do we not?